Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It's that time we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request today, 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. Those are the numbers to get your prayer requests to us. 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. And tell us what is on your heart today, what need you have, what concern you have, whatever it may be. We want to pray for you today. That's what this show is about. Or maybe you're celebrating something God has done. Maybe you want to praise God for an answer to prayer. Maybe you called in earlier and shared a prayer request previously and God answered that prayer. Well, let us know about it. We want to celebrate with you. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. Lord, we do thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we have to come together to pray with each other, to pray for one another, and Lord, to bear one another's burdens, and to know that we can come before you, Lord, as a good and gracious God who has invited us in to the mercy seat, that we can stand before you and know that you are ready to give us good things out of your right hand. And so we thank you, Lord. We praise you that you are such a good and gracious Father, good Savior, loving and kind God. We thank you that you have allowed us the privilege of entering into your throne room, allowed us the privilege to come before you, and given us the hope that we need in every situation, that we have a place to turn, that we have someone to turn to who can meet our every need with all your power and might and the power of your Spirit at work in us. We thank you, we praise you, we give you all glory this day. Pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information. So don't let that hinder you or keep you from getting the prayer that you need. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God. To get our hearts and minds set and focused on prayer. And we're going to look in today in Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. We're going to pick up the story right after Jesus has been tempted in the desert. You know, Jesus went off into the desert for 40 days and fasted and was tempted by Satan when his time was done. And then after that tempting, he really began his ministry. He began to go around and start preaching and teaching. And so this story becomes at the beginning of his ministry, and it really gives us a peek into the purpose of Jesus, what his message was, what he was trying to accomplish among us. So we begin in verse 14. It says, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And the news about him spread throughout the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. So he comes and he begins his ministry in obviously in the power of the Spirit, in the power of the Lord. And people are amazed, right? He begins teaching and instructing in the synagogues, and everybody's just awed by his wisdom and his knowledge, as you can imagine, right? Whoever would have greater insight into the scriptures and into the word than Jesus? And so he's teaching the people, and everybody's just amazed. And the word about him begins to spread. There's this rabbi, this teacher, who's just amazing. He's just so wise, and he understands the word, and it's so powerful, and you've got to see him. And so he's been preaching long enough to have built up a reputation. People are taking note. People are paying attention to what Jesus is doing and what he is saying. He's making a name for himself, so to speak. It's at this point that he decides to go back to his hometown. Now, he might be, it's just a couple of verses here, but in truth, it's probably he's, you know, maybe 9 months, a year into his ministry, you know, something like that. He's been doing this for a while, right? Long enough that people have paid attention. He's passing through the Galilean countryside and through the region of Galilee, enough that he's made a name for himself. People know him. So about 9 months, a year into his ministry, he decides to head back home to Nazareth. And he went to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. And unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, to recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." This is a powerful moment in Jesus' ministry. He is declaring here, basically he's making the declaration that he's the Messiah. I mean, that's really what he's doing. He goes there to the temple, or to the synagogue. It would not have been the temple in Nazareth, but to the synagogue where the people would gather for weekly worship. It comes his turn to read scripture, and so he stands, because they would stand when they read the scripture. They would sit when they taught, but they would stand when they read the scriptures. They give him the scroll of Isaiah. He goes through it until he finds the place he wants. He repeats these words. But he doesn't just read the words and repeat them. He doesn't just read the words and teach on them. He doesn't read the words and tell us what they mean. He reads the words and say they are fulfilled. They are fulfilled. What you are hearing is done. And what has been done? Good news is being taught to the poor. Freedom has been declared for prisoners. The recovery of sight for the blind. The release of the oppressed. And the reminder that this is indeed the year of the Lord's favor. It's a wonderful declaration. And it gives us deep insight into Jesus' ministry and what he saw as his ministry and how God sent him to work. Because each one of these applies to each one of us. Say, preach good news to the poor. Well, when it comes to spiritual things, we're all poor. We're all prisoners to sin. We're all blind. And our knowledge. What does God do? He comes to give us sight. He comes to give us freedom from bondage. He comes to preach good news to people who need to hear it and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. We're going to look at each one of these tomorrow. We'll break that down more. As we think about Jesus' ministry, think about what he has done here. That he's established his teaching, he's established his authority of as a teacher, and now he's declaring, and this is my message. This is why I'm here. This is what you need to know. And it's good news. It's good, good news. We'll come back with your prayer requests, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. And let's get into our prayer requests. First of all, we had a listener asking for prayer for students in Toledo City Schools. All the schools are now heading back today. I think the high school, this is their first day back, and some of the younger kids, they're back in. So asking for prayer for them as they make that transition back into the classroom for the first time in almost a year. Lord, we do pray for our students in Toledo City Schools and any other students who may be heading back into the classroom now. And Lord, pray that you'll help them to make that adjustment back to school, that adjustment back to class, and Lord, away from distance learning. Lord, if any have any concerns or fears, Lord, that you would calm those concerns or fears, that you would grant them peace. And Lord, just pray for the students, for the teachers, and Lord, pray that having a little bit more normal setting for school will be a benefit to the kids, will help their learning and help them to grow. And Lord, and just having their friends around and being able to socialize would be a good thing for them. And Lord, we pray for peace over those who may be feeling anxiety. And we pray for them to just lean on you and trust in you and be strengthened by you in this time. We pray this in your name. Amen. And we had a request. For a listener has a friend who's in Chicago and is scheduled for surgery to remove cancer in her body, but is in a lot of pain because of something going on with her blood that they might not be able to do it. So there's some uncertainty about that. She is a believer, but is still very scared and asking for prayer. Lord, we do lift this listener's friend up to you and pray for her as she's in Chicago and possibly facing surgery, but there's some complications with the blood. Lord, you know all the things that are happening. You know what needs to occur for her to be made healthy. And so, Lord, we pray that whatever that may be, whether you directly intervene in her life or whether you use the doctors and the nurses and the medicine to help bring healing to her, Lord, we just pray for her healing. We pray for victory over this cancer. We pray for easing of that pain that she's in. We pray that whatever issues are there in her blood, that those would be cleared up and made well, and pray that you would just do your work and finish your work of healing in her. And we pray this in your holy and precious name. Amen. And then asking for prayer for another listener, just struggling at work, their attitude at work, and just asking for help there. Lord, we do pray for this listener as they're struggling at work and struggling with their attitude at work and just not a good work environment for them. And Lord, we pray that you would help them through that. Help them to have a good attitude about it, Lord, to accept those things that they can't change. And Lord, to just be the light in their office. Be the light of change in their office. Be the light of Christ in their office. And Lord, pray that you'll just help them to adjust and have that good attitude that they need to have for work. And not let that get them down, not let the challenges drag them down or depress them, but, Lord, that they would react positively and with hope as you strengthen and encourage them in their work. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And one more. And a listener asking for prayer for his wife. They just found his pregnant. Oh, wonderful. Lord, we do celebrate with this listener and his wife and on this new baby. And Lord, we just thank you for that. We praise you for that. We celebrate with them Lord, we pray that you would bless this pregnancy, bless this baby, that everything would go well with the pregnancy, that there'd be no problems or trials, and that we would have a good, strong, healthy baby and a smooth delivery. And Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for this new life, and we celebrate with them and rejoice with them in this wonderful gift that you have given them. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. Remember, if you have a prayer request throughout the day, you can always call here Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 419-389-0893. As always, folks, we'd be happy to pray with you. Or you can email or text your prayer request to us at any time at prayer@yeshome.com. Or go online to our website, yeshome.com. Click on the chat now button to get connected to a live online spiritual coach for live online chat session. God bless everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on the Prayer Closet.